coming up right now is NPR's J.J. Sutherland with a character that has influenced all of us and with the story that best begins with a question. What's up, Doc?
Start talking. It's your nickel.
Who?
This Associated Press. The public has been demanding my life story. Well, I can tell it to you right over the phone.
Bugs Bunny is one of the most popular, most enduring, and most recognizable characters in the world. His trademark smirk and ever-present carrot were born in the late 1930s, exploded into fame during World War II, and became an indelible part of American culture ever after. Bugs is an aspirational character, the person with a comeback to every situation, the coolest kid in the class. Robert Thompson, let's call him Bob, is the director of the Bleier Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University. He says Bugs was a departure from rabbits like Peter Cottontail.
Bugs Bunny was a very different kind of bunny. He was a wise guy. He was aggressively defiant, and that was very appealing. At the same time, there was something actually a little bit threatening about Bugs Bunny because he did always win. He was such a wise guy.
It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now! Shoot him now! You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now.
He does so have to shoot me now. I demand that you shoot me now.
After the smoke clears and Daffy puts his bill back on, he realizes how Bugs took him in. Pronoun trouble. Billy West is one of the current voices of Bugs Bunny.
He is charming. He's very, very smart, you know. I mean, he can quote Shakespeare, and then he tell you where a barroom in Brooklyn was, you know.
Oh, it's down on Toity Toy, Doc.
He's pointing out the contradictions inherent in Bugs Bunny. He's nice, but a bit of a bully. Appealing and scary. High culture and low. He morphs from one to the other seamlessly. In Bugs, they aren't antithetical. That very mercurialness is what makes Bugs, Bugs. An example. In one short, Water, Water, Every Hair, Bugs is being chased through an evil scientist's castle. At one point, Bugs is trapped between a pit of man or rabbit-eating alligators and a humongous monster who seems to be made solely of a mass of orange hair.
Uh-oh. Think fast, rabbit.
My stars! Where did you ever get that awful hairdo? It doesn't become you at all. Here, for goodness sakes, let me fix it up.
His transformation into a hairdresser is complete, instantaneous, and of course totally takes in his adversary, with predictable results.
But I'll be back before you're done.
Bob Thompson, the professor, says Bugs is a uniquely American expression of an ancient archetype, the trickster.
If you want to teach a course in Folklore 101 and you need an example for a trickster, Bugs Bunny is a perfect example of it. He defies authority, he goes against the rules, but he does it in a way that's often lovable and that often results in good things for the culture at large.
Perhaps this is best demonstrated by Bugs Bunny's emblematic adoption in World War II. The representative of the culture, the epitome of the American character, was used in propaganda, painted on bombers, and sewn on paratroopers' patches. Bugs' rule-breaking was helping win the war. Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream is also a trickster, as is Coyote in Native American mythology, Anansi in West African stories, or the Monkey King in Chinese culture. They are all characters who defy every convention of their society, heck, of reality itself.
I know this defies the law of gravity, but, you see, I never studied law.
Bugs' defiance of everything, his refusal to be bound by any rules, extended to his, well, extensive cross-dressing.
Which was just strange, but I loved it when he would just dress up like to hide out from somebody like Elmer Fudd. Oh, I wonder where the wabbit went.
I'm over here, Doc.
Mwah! You know, and he'd plant one on Elmer Fudd's head, and I never thought there was anything weird about it. I just thought it was like, this guy will do anything.
That was Billy West again, the voice guy.
Oh, where do I get that wabbit?
What would you want with a wabbit? Can't you see that I'm much sweeter? I'm your little senorita.
I'm not so sure, though, that he was getting sexual stimulation about dressing as a woman as he was getting sexual stimulation because dressing as a woman was making other people crazy.
And that is perhaps why Bugs Bunny lasts. He doesn't seem like a character of the 40s. He seems like a character of today. His wisecracking, his gender-bending, his rule-breaking broke ground long before punk rock or David Bowie or Jerry Seinfeld. He is impossible to pin down in any specific sense. In a way, the only way to describe Bugs Bunny is to simply show one of his cartoons, point at the rascally rabbit and say him in toto, not in parts. From high opera to bullfights, from Shakespeare to Brooklyn, from man to woman, he is all of those and yet none.
Who is responsible for this? I demand that you show yourself! Who are you?
J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
Am I a stinker?